They say the devil's got places on this earth, places where the wind don't move right, where the air sits heavy on your skin, and where time, well, time just don't behave like it ought to. Stull Cemetery is one of them places, a graveyard older than the town that holds it, a patch of land that don't take kindly to visitors. Folks whisper of staircases to hell, of a child born wrong, of voices in the wind that know your name before you ever speak it. But this ain't just legend. This ain't just stories. It's real. And if you're brave enough to listen, I'll take you there. But once you step inside Stull Cemetery, be warned. Something might just follow you back. Welcome to Kentucky Melodies, America's Scariest Stories, where we bring you ghostly legends, spooky haints, and bone-chilling tales from all over this great land. These stories will have you looking over your shoulder all night. So pull up a chair, dim them lights, and let's dive into the eerie and unexplained. The road that leads to Stull Cemetery don't look like much at first. Just a long, lonely stretch of cracked asphalt, lined with dry Kansas farmland that rolls on for miles, empty as a Sunday morning church. The fields sit quiet, the kind of quiet that ain't peaceful, more like the hushed breath before something awful happens. Ain't much to see. Ain't no road signs telling you you're close. Just a couple of gnarled trees twisted up against the sky like they've been reaching for something they'll never catch. The kind of trees that don't grow right, their branches thick with nests no bird ever seems to leave. But them who know the stories, they don't stop. They don't even slow down. Because the air changes near Stull. It don't howl or whisper. No, that'd be too easy. It just gets wrong. Ain't nothing you can see or hear, but you feel it. A weight settling over your chest, like the world's leaning just a little off kilter, like the sky's pressing down just enough to notice. And then there's the eyes. Ain't no one out there. Not a soul on that road but you. But you'd swear something's watching. Not from the trees, not from the fields, but from just outside the corner of your eye. That place where shadows don't belong. And if you're fool enough to stop, fool enough to step foot on that cursed ground, well, ain't no guarantee you'll leave the same. That graveyard weren't just built on land. It was built on old land. The kind where roots run deep, where the ground don't always stay quiet. Ain't no town folk remember what was there before the graves, but they say the land ain't ever been empty. There's something under it, something that don't sleep right. At its heart, there used to be a stone church, small but wrong in the way old things can be. The roof had long since rotted away, but the walls still stood, cracked, broken, leaning, yet somehow never fallen. And the strangest part? The rain never touched the inside. Storms would roll in, winds screaming through the fields, lightning splitting the sky, and still, the dirt inside that church stayed bone dry. Folks whispered about that place. Said it was a gathering spot for witches, for men who dealt in shadows and spoke in tongues no man was meant to hear. They came at night, leaving strange symbols carved into the stone, burying things in the floor that ain't never meant to be dug up again. And then, one night in 2002, that church just collapsed. Didn't come down in a storm, weren't no fire, weren't no wrecking crew. Just one night it was there, and the next it weren't, like something inside of it just decided it was done, being caged. Some say the landowners finally tore it down, tired of thrill-seekers trespassing in the night. Others reckon it fell on his own, like the weight of whatever had been hiding inside finally got too much to hold. But the strangest thing? There weren't no sound. Not a crash, not a rumble, not even a breath of dust stirring in the wind. Just gone. And ain't no building in history ever fell without so much as a whisper. Now, ain't no one can explain the wind at Stahl. Folks who ain't never been there think wind is just wind, just air moving from one place to another. But out there, it's different. Most times, the air sits still, too still, like the world's holding its breath. But when the wind does come, it don't come the way it ought to. It don't blow through the trees, don't sweep across the fields like it does everywhere else. No, at Stahl, the wind moves in circles. Like it's hunting, like it's searching for something, or someone. Ain't just the way it moves, neither. It's the way it speaks. Them that have stood among them, leaning gravestones, them that stayed too long, they say the wind called to them. Not loud, not clear, just a whisper, low and hissing, right beneath the breath. It knows your name before you ever speak it. Some folks, they brush it off, say it's just tricks of the mind, the rustling of dead grass. But a few, well, a few of them never lived more than 6 months after hearing it. Coincidence? Maybe. But them that heard the wind once, they don't go listening for it twice. Now, they say Stahl was cursed long before the first grave was ever dug, before the first stone was ever laid. Ain't just a graveyard. It's a wound in the earth. A place where something old and wrong took root and never let go. And, if the stories are to be believed, the devil left something behind there. A child, half human, half something else. Born twisted, born wrong. Some say it never took a breath, that it died in its mother's arms, buried in an unmarked grave. The dirt hiding away a secret too wicked to name. But them that pass through the graveyard at night say they still hear the mother's wailing, long and hollow, carried on the wind that don't move right. Others say the child never died at all, just learned to change. They've seen it before. A black dog with red eyes sitting just beyond the trees, watching without blinking, without breathing. They've seen it as a woman in white, drifting between the tombstones, her face turned away, her feet never touching the ground. And some, the unlucky ones, say they saw it for what it really is, a thin, hunched thing, crawling in the dark. Bones too sharp, skin too stretched, fingers too long. A mouth that don't belong on no person, a mouth that opens too wide and speaks like crackling leaves and snapping bones. No one knows which story's true, but all of them feel right. Now, ain't no tale older than the one about the staircase buried beneath Stahl Cemetery. Ain't no man knows where to find it, and ain't no map that'll lead you there. Some say it's because the staircase don't sit in one place, that it moves, shifting under the earth like a snake in the dark, waiting for the right soul to step too close. Most folk never see it, but them that do, them that stumble onto that first step, they don't always come back. Some say the staircase only shows itself twice a year, Halloween and the spring equinox, nights when the veil's thin, when things that ain't meant to walk among us do so anyhow. You find it then, you got a choice. Turn back or step down into the black. Some folks don't believe it's real, so they test it. They throw a rock, a coin, a pocket knife, and they never hear it land. No bottom, no end. just empty. And them that step down, the lucky ones never come back. The unlucky ones, they wake up hours, sometimes days later, sitting in their cars, skin damp with sweat, clothes sticking to them like they've been walking through fire. Their ears ring like they heard something they weren't supposed to. And they don't remember nothing. But their eyes don't look the same. Like they seen what waits at the bottom, and it seen them back. Ain't just ghosts that haunt stall. Ain't just shadows that move when they shouldn't. Time don't behave right there neither. More than one visitor swears up and down they walked in at dusk, took just a few steps through the graves, maybe snapped a picture or two, but when they looked at their phone, when they checked their watch, it was 3 in the morning. Ain't no way time should have slipped like that. Ain't no reason hours should vanish in the blink of an eye. And some say it ain't just lost time. A few swear they saw themselves, just for a second, out of the corner of their eye. A shadow standing where they ought not to be. A movement that didn't come from them, like something was watching through their own reflection. And then, there's the cars. Folks leave them parked just outside the cemetery gate, keys in their pocket, engine cut off. But when they turn back, when they reach the road again, gone. No sign of tracks, no sign of a tow truck. Sometimes they find them miles away, still locked, engine still warm like someone or something, just drove it there and stepped out. And sometimes they don't find them at all. The last story comes from a group of college kids, drunk on cheap whiskey and bravado, looking for a thrill they weren't ready to find. They rolled up to Stull Cemetery late one Halloween night, laughing and carrying on, mocking the stories folks had been telling for decades. Said it was a joke, just some dumb legend, nothing but a place for old tombstones and ghost stories told by folks with too much time on their hands. They didn't stay long. First thing they noticed was the air, how it just changed. Got thick, not cold, not hot, just heavy, like something was leaning on them, pressing down just enough to make their breath come slow. Then Jenny heard it, her own name. Not spoken, not shouted, just a whisper, sliding against her ear like a breath that weren't supposed to be there. Low, close, wrong. She didn't ask no questions. She ran. The others didn't need much convincing. They bolted for the car, laughing at first, nervous, jittery, telling themselves it was just the wind, just the booze playing tricks. But then the engine wouldn't start. Turned the key. Nothing. Tried again. Dead. And that's when they heard it. The thud. Something slammed into the trunk. Hard. Hard enough to shake the whole damn car. Hard enough to send a jolt up their spines, turn their blood to ice. Jenny was screaming. The boys were cussing, slapping the dashboard, twisting the key like their lives depended on it. And maybe they did. Then the engine roared to life. They didn't look back, didn't stop till they hit the next town, a gas station with bright lights and people and air that felt normal again. And that's when they saw it. 3 long scratches. Deep, ragged, carved into the metal, like claws. They left Kansas that night. Jenny don't talk about it no more. And they don't laugh at ghost stories no more, neither. Stull Cemetery don't belong to the living. It ain't just a graveyard. Ain't just a place where the dead lay quiet. It's something else. Something older than the town that holds it. Something that don't take kindly to visitors. It don't want you there. It don't like questions. and sure as hell don't forget them that don't show it respect. Ask the locals, see what they say. Most won't tell you nothing. They look away, change the subject, act like the place ain't even real. Maybe they think if they ignore it, it won't notice them back. The ones that do talk, they'll tell you one thing. Stay away. Don't go looking for the staircase. Don't stop if you hear your name. And for God's sake, if the wind starts whispering, run. So, what is it about Stull that makes time slip away, that turns the air thick as molasses, that keeps the locals silent? Is it just a tangle of old stories passed down and twisted over time? Or is it something worse? Something we ain't meant to understand. How many souls have been lost to the staircase beneath the earth, and how many more have stared into that black abyss and come back? Different. And maybe the most important question of all, if the wind ever whispered your name in the dark, would you listen, or would you run? Some stories live in the shadows, waiting for the right moment to crawl into the light. We find them, we tell them, and if you think the world's done being strange, you ain't been listening close enough. Subscribe to Kentucky Melody for the beauty of the bluegrass and the horrors that hide beneath it. And if you crave the strange, the haunted, the unexplainable, join us for America's Scariest Stories, where the truth is often worse than the tale. But be careful now. Some stories, they don't like to be spoken aloud.